I really appreciate the fact that you all have shown up at 4 o'clock on a Thursday at EDUCAUSE after all of the sessions and everything you've attended and perhaps some partying last evening. I heard there may have been some of that going on as well. I'd like to extend a special welcome to our virtual audience. We have some activities planned for this session, and we do hope that everyone will be able to participate. We've got some handouts, which hopefully everyone has in the in-person audience, and they are available online on our session site. I am Beth McCullough of Stanford University, and I will be driving the first half of the presentation. Then I will hand off to Lisa Kemp Jones of University of Southern California for the remainder of the presentation. Okay, so just quickly, I wanted to let you know what the plan is for today. We're going to do a brief overview and goals, a little warm-up activity. We're going to look at the learning space rating system categories and credits. We're going to do an actual rating activity. We're going to share what we learned from the rating activity, and then do a quick wrap-up. And the little icons next to each item indicate the amount of time that we're intending to spend in each of these segments. And as you can see, we'll be spending most of our time engaging in the activity and then sharing and discussion. Our goals are basically to give you a brief overview of the Learning Spaces rating system, to share our experiences using the system in pilots at Stanford and USC, and to have you experience using the rating system for yourselves. This session will actually be more of a question-raising experience than a question-answering experience. I just want to set the expectations for that right at first. So we have planned plenty of time for questions and discussion. We also have a number of members of the Learning Spaces Rating System Working Group who are in the audience, and we're going to invite them to come up at the end of the session for questions that might be addressed better by the people who've actually developed the instrument. Okay, so our warm-up activity. With a neighbor, discuss the question, what is the most important consideration when designing or renovating a learning space? Take about 1 minute, and then we'll hear from you what you talked about. Are you timing?
I would agree with that. I'd probably talk a little bit more about the pedagogy and activity.
You have 10 seconds to wrap up. And that's time. Okay, in general, they'd like for us to have folks ask questions over at the microphone there, but since this is just going to be a really quick discussion, what I'll do is I'll just repeat your response. So could I get some volunteers? Yes, ma'am.
Flexibility.
Okay. The type of pedagogy that's going to be used?
First we said asbestos.
Asbestos. Yeah, that's a significant concern. Who is going to use the space? Who is going to support the space? Goals for the space. Okay. Yeah, and those of you on the outskirts, these are quite bright lights, so you may need to kind of wave your hands so I can see you. I think I saw a hand over here. Yes. Budget, definitely an important consideration. Anything else? Yes. That every student must be able to hear everything and see everything. And one more. that the space supports the vision of teaching and learning at the university. Are you a member of the working group? That sounds very familiar. Those are exactly the sort of considerations that have contributed to this rating system. So you all are right on target with your thinking there. And you might be asking, you might not be asking, what's the need for a learning spaces rating system and certification system? The Learning Spaces Rating System Working Group will be providing a one-page handout that details the rationale behind the project in fuller detail. But some of the key reasons, just to summarize, are to provide guidelines for upgrading existing classrooms, to enable more effective campus-wide planning for new learning spaces, to help institutions consider their full spectrum of learning spaces, including places for informal learning, and to provide a basis for consistency in designs across different types of learning spaces. Now, this rating system is an alpha. For those of you who are not familiar with software development, alpha is an early development stage prior to beta. Beta is generally considered not quite ready for prime time, definitely not ready to sell. Alpha is in front of beta. So there are a lot of things that are in somewhat rough form. But we thought this would be an excellent time to expose the rating system to a larger audience and start to get more feedback and input. Just going to be providing you with a little taste. I believe that the handout that you're getting from the working group is going to provide options for feedback and input and participation. So if you want more, you're going to be able to get more. So now I'm just going to share an overview of the structure of the system. The rating system has six sections, which are kind of like categories. Each section has a number of credits. Each credit has a number of requirements or options associated with it. And that number varies by section or credit. For each credit, a rating is assigned based on how the options or requirements are met. The ratings for individual credits are added together to create an overall rating for the section. There's some mention of points in the supporting narrative that we were provided with for this pilot project. The relation between ratings and points was unclear to us. So that is definitely something that's an area for further development. I'm kind of omitting the concept of points just to simplify our presentation today and the activity, but I just want to make you aware that there is that concept. In the next few slides, I will introduce each section, share the first credit from that section, and a sample option or requirement related to that first credit, just to give you the barest overview of the pieces of this system. Section one is integration with the campus context. ICC credit one is implements the institution's academic strategic plan. I believe that was something that was mentioned just a few minutes ago. The sample option for meeting this credit is engage key institutional academic leaders in the appropriate stages of the planning process. Other credits in this section are related to alignment with the institution's strategic plans for learning spaces or strategic plans for technology, as well as the inclusion of support for distributed learning systems. Section two is the planning process. PP credit one is stakeholder engagement. The sample option for this credit is stakeholders are engaged in project visioning and programming sessions to identify the types of learning activities to be accommodated and the characteristics of the spaces. I believe the type of activities was also brought up during our warm-up activity. In addition to stakeholder engagement, the planning process section incorporates activities such as the inclusion of evidence-based design and the use of pilots and prototypes. Section three is support and operations. The first credit is ongoing assessment and evaluation. This section doesn't have options currently defined, but a sample requirement is execute the institutional space assessment and evaluation plan. Other features rated in this section include training, faculty development, support, and sustainability of operations. Section 4 is environmental quality and atmosphere. Good sightlines is the first credit in this section. The ability to see as well as hear in the space was brought up during our earlier activity. The sample option is locate the seating between 2 and 6 screen heights from the screen. Other credits in environmental quality and atmosphere are related to the enduring physical aspects of a space, such as the ability to control artificial lighting, access to natural light, acoustic quality, and the flow of movement through the space. Section 5 is enabled activities. The first credit is for multiple activities. The sample option related to multiple activities is provide furniture that is small and light enough for students and instructors to easily reconfigure the room before, during, and after a class session. If some of you have tried to move these chairs, you would not rate this particular space very highly for that particular option. The enabled activity section includes credits for how well a space meets the requirements for learning, such as how well learning activities flow from a classroom to an adjacent space, and whether virtual participation and social learning are facilitated. And I forgot to advance the slide again. My apologies. The next section is 6, our final section, concerns tools, technology, and furniture. The first credit is room control. The sample requirement is to provide a control panel or similar mechanism at the presentation station to enable users to access and control the room's functions. The tools, technology, and furniture section is the one we will be focusing on for the activity. So during the activity, you will have the opportunity to become familiar with all 10 of the credits in this section. But first, let's pause for questions and check in with our virtual audience before we proceed. Oh, you have a wireless mic.
Apparently,
excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. If we have any questions from the virtual audience, we could get those. She's not moving. That looks like a no. So any questions so far? Okay. Moving on. So just a quick moment to talk a little bit about what we got out of this and why we wanted to do this this pilot activity before we start the actual activity here. For me, the appeal of a learning space rating system is the opportunity to make conversations about learning spaces more concrete. In addition, I appreciate how the rating system highlights the focus on the pedagogical aspects of a space in addition to the physical features. For example, I rated 3 spaces that have very similar technologies and furnishings, but different programs. The distinctions became very obvious and concrete during the rating process. So at the beginning of the process, I thought, you know, these are really similar spaces. Let's just see what happens with this rating system. And it actually revealed to me very, you know, concretely just how different the programs for those spaces were. And at this point, I will turn over to my colleague.
Thanks, Beth, thanks for joining us this afternoon. And I'd like to say thanks, especially to my my Trojan colleagues. Fight on! I know they're watching. So in rolling this out at USC, I should first point out that I'm new to that campus. So this was a terrific experience for me to walk into a classroom with a clipboard and look important. So that was an excellent start for my career at USC. Additionally, you know, it did occur to me throughout the exercise, I wound up doing 8 spaces, small ones and larger ones, newly renovated ones and older ones. What occurred to me, I think, foremost was it can be very subjective at times. So we need to think about who is doing the assessing, what role they're in. Does it need to be a team of people assessing? For example, my background is in support. So obviously all the support criteria were sixes for me. So, but you know, it was that balanced. So, so the subjectivity of the exercise was something that that I thought was something to explore going forward. And the other questions that came up were more particular to the criterion and the spaces. For example, how do you rate a space if there's hookups for particular equipment and to use particular technologies versus, you know, is it built in? So is that a 4 or a 5? If the capability is there but you have to bring in the equipment, do you rate that differently than you would if it was built in? So those kind of detailed things came up as well. And with that, those are kind of my two primary observations. And so, you know, so far we've been talking at you. What I'd like to do now is switch gears a bit and go into the exercise. So if you're in the room, you should have a stapled packet, and also a single sheet with the actual ratings on it. What we've chosen for this exercise, in the interest of time, is to have you walk through just one segment of the instrument, the tools, technology, and furniture credits. And that's the single piece of paper is with the actual credits where you would write down your ratings. The stapled packet is you've gotten either a lecture hall description or a seminar room description, and they're just at random. So your task is, and you can get together in small groups if you'd like, your task is to go through, based on what you see in the room descriptions, you know, what we've given you as far as, you know, what's in the room, what it looks like, rate the system and kind of go through the exercise with a couple of people so that so you get a sense of the questions that you might have in rating these systems. So that's for the in-house crowd. For those of you online, here, wait. For our virtual participants, the links are on the slide, however they see it. You want to look for either the lecture hall or the seminar room. Pick one, your choice, and go ahead and take a look at that and rate it. Any questions as we get started? You're not talking.
We ran out of the single sheets, but only three or four people, so I guess you'll have to partner and find a friend.
You got to find a friend.
And all these materials are on our site if you want them later.
Right. So we were going to sing and dance for the online crowd at this point?
No. Yeah. Basically what's going to happen now is, just in case the online crowd has questions, Lisa's going to stay up here. I can circulate and answer questions. We'll give you a 5-minute warning, at which point we'd like you to go to our Google site to enter your ratings, and you can switch over at that
point. Okay. Repeat. So what's going to happen is I'm going to stand here and answer any kind of questions. Beth is going to be in the crowd. And we'll give you a 5-minute warning when it's time to actually enter your ratings into our online poll. The poll, and we're kind of counting on at least 70% of you here in the room having a device of some kind to log in.
Yeah, this does work on mobile devices, at least the iPhone.
Phones, iPads, laptops.
These guys know what they're doing. Trust me, these guys know what they're doing.
So if you're online, you can ask questions if this isn't clear. Otherwise, we assume you're doing the activity. Are we done? Thank you.
So we have a question from the virtual audience about what does the rating scale mean? One is the lowest rating, six is the highest rating. Six is intended to be an exemplar. So, and low, the one is barely meets the requirement. Hopefully that is the question that they had that I just answered.
I got one comment from the, or one question from the online crowd. If you get double points if you do both rooms, and the answer is sure. Yeah. Okay, Steve.
We'll give you a gold star.
Which one, the bottom one? Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Or Beth knows all about that one, so she can answer that.
Well,
Okay. At the front? It's a blackboard. The screens drop down. Are we ready for 5 minutes? That's awesome.
Hello, I have a microphone. It's been about 10 minutes, so if folks could start entering their results on the Google page, that would be great.
Uh-oh. Hey, Beth?
Yeah?
How do I make this go?
Oh, can you switch back?
Yeah, I switched back so they can get the URL.
Yes.
Technology is wonderful. I guess I'm going to stand here now.
Oh, okay.
That works.
So the question is, for the online crowd, in credit for the seminar, are the students the presenters or the students the participants that need to see the presentation clearly? Good question. We might take that to the end of the session and ask the people that wrote it to see what the intention was. Exactly. Thank you, though. That was a good question.
Somebody from USC just said they can't see the presenter. Does that mean our video feed just went away? Could you be more specific? Okay, we've got about 2 minutes before we need to wrap up this segment and move on. Is there anyone who still needs the URL for your results? Okay, we've got a couple of folks. We'll stay on this slide then. It's the URL at the bottom. It's the Google site. Okay, we've got about 1 minute.
The pressure is on.
quickly go ahead and switch over. Everyone done with the URL? No. Don't touch the switch. Okay, our time is up. We're going to go take a look at results.
Okay, and I'll also point out that for the in-person audience, we do have fabulous prizes for those that... their scores came closest to our scores.
Without going over.
Without going over. It's like a game show. Okay. So this is the lecture hall rating results.
Your browser doesn't behave like my browser.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm not sure how to make this go up so that we can see.
Do you want
How do you refresh your browser? Oh, there it is. Ah, now it's going back.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, let's see what our totals are over here. So
Beth is beginning to do the complicated calculations required to sum all of her totals. So while she's doing that, any what are your kind of first impressions of just the sort of taste of the assessment? Anyone? Yeah. Oh, wait for the microphone if you would. Thanks.
One of the things I noticed even before we started doing this is that there's some descriptive terms that I don't think should be part of this. Mm. So, for example, if it says adequate, that shouldn't be there. It should just be whatever the parameter is we're measuring, like display, mm-hmm. and then the scoring will determine whether or not it's adequate.
Good point. One down here, or back there.
I'm not sure whether this is, apt yet for your system, but what struck me before we started the exercise was we're not getting any feedback from the people who are using this space. We're just looking at the space when it's not in use.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're passing it around amongst themselves. Our convener's feeling left out.
I think at some point, to be fully developed, it would be helpful to have for each thing, for each level, what that means. I know that's a lot of work, but otherwise it ends up being very subjective, because even on a 1 to 6 scale, and that might be the solution for the adequate thing. It's like, okay, the requirement is adequate, but what does that mean? Mm-hmm. What does a 6 mean? What does a 5 mean in this particular context, to really round the whole thing out?
These are all great questions, and I see the members of the group writing.
I don't see anything in here about temperature.
No.
Because being able to control your own temperature, because mm-hmm. I can't tell you the number of people that yell at me about temperature control. Also, if they have windows, can they open and close windows, bring down the shades? So, those kinds of things that, that students find really important.
And I will say that the snapshot that you see here is just the sort of technology and tools. There is a whole other section for environmental factors like that that do include things like variable temperature and lighting and things.
One thing we were talking about, credit five, the section capture and playback, mm-hmm. there's the corresponding sort of broadcast that's the reverse. It's not just capture and playback. It's being able to broadcast whatever you're doing in the room to something outside, a distance education situation, overflow, et cetera. Mm-hmm. That might be a nice companion to that kind of credit.
Great.
At Dalhousie, we do a room quality index survey where we look at the air conditioning, the painting of the room, the carpeting, and all that. Mm-hmm. But we also have AV do a similar survey of the AV system. We rate each other's qualities so that we get a mean at the end, as opposed to simply making it subjective, because we can top load it for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Along with Robert's rules.
Are we allowed to ask questions about the exercise also?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there are members of the committee in here that will probably be able to answer. And I think at some point we'll segue to let them answer some of them.
It was the section about the audience response mm-hmm. that we didn't have a sense of what you would be looking for. Because we talked about how in a space like this we were fine collaborating, but there wasn't any technology used in mm-hmm. us collaborating. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like you were looking for, we didn't know exactly what you were looking for, whether it was clickers or, you know, what that part meant.
Yeah, and this is, you know, coming back to the alpha. Some of the instructions just hadn't really been drafted yet. So we had the same kind of questions that you did. We kind of walked in, we looked at, you know, the words and looked at the space and went, not sure what that means. But it's all part of the sort of, you know, bringing out what the questions are and, you know, getting some consensus around that.
So assuming that accessibility is another portion of the evaluation process, one of the things that mm-hmm. came up, you know, that I was thinking about, we were thinking about, was the accessibility of the technology solutions, the control system, the computer interfaces, and those in the room, mm-hmm. and how that plays into the rating system.
Okay, good, thanks.
That's related to what I was going to say, that the screen, the display needs captioning for the audience.
I realize that you're looking at formal learning situations, but I'm a librarian and I run an information commons, and, you know, talking about a learning space and being that third space for students, and so the informal spaces. So these are a lot of things that we're also looking at mm-hmm. as well. So I'm wondering, as you're looking at all your different categories, how many categories are you looking at, are you including spaces like libraries and labs and those kinds of things?
Mm-hmm. And I will say that it's not reflected here, but one of the spaces I assessed on our campus was a computing center with a computer classroom. So I did kind of put it through its paces as well. And that was interesting, and I had some different questions about that.
In order to triage which rooms or spaces may need the most attention, it would be useful to make an apples-to-apples comparison between spaces. Mm-hmm. And since each of them have different needs, some of them may have NAs in certain categories, would you consider making the final rating a simple fraction of points assessed over points available for a given space?
That's interesting.
No. I was going to say specific and one broad. The specific thing about the AV in terms of projectors is that, you know, there's a question of two projectors is great, but two projectors the same image or dual source, which is a very, very different mm-hmm. distinction that should weigh into the credits there. And then the second question was more broad, that, you know, are we getting to a point where, like, is more better? You know, so we talk, mm-hmm. at what point are we not going to put things into a room for certain reasons, and does that mean we will have a lesser score because of it? And are we just trying to get a higher score, or are we trying to get a score within a category, mm-hmm. which is a very different approach as to how we want to move in that kind of direction?
There's one down in front.
One more
after this?
So we'll have time for more questions at the end.
Is there anywhere in the system where you categorize the types of spaces into the types of teaching environments, be it seminar, lecture room, interactive teaching? laboratory, et cetera, so that you can kind of compare types of spaces or correlate it to registrars' demands for types?
Yeah, right now, I mean, the instrument that we're currently working with is the same set of criteria for all. But, you know, I noticed when we did ours and we compared notes, we wrote and had a picture of, you know, what the space is, how many seats, what kind of space. Is it a lecture hall? Is it a seminar room? So that's a question for, you know, the beta version, I think, is, you know, how we want to compare that. Last? Oh, are we cutting them off? Okay.
A couple of quick observations from the spreadsheet. There seem to be some agreement on the lecture hall ratings, but a lot of pretty wide variability in the seminar ratings, which I found fairly interesting. I'm not sure what your rating was for your lecture hall space, but you guys were way more generous than I was on the seminar space. I rated it a 22, and so everyone went over, but the person who was closest... or the group is, I guess, Raider. So you all have a fabulous prize coming to you. And maybe you'll figure out which one of the lecture hall folks.
There's only four?
The scrolling is interesting here. So who is...
Sorry. My space rating for the lecture hall was 42. And it looks like people were kind of clustered around there. Hang on.
I was going to sort, but I don't know how to do that in Google spreadsheet.
Yeah.
There's 41.
Okay, there's a 41. Some of you went lower. Ooh, 27. Ouch.
It looks like it's the long-haired tall guy.
The long-haired tall guy? All right.
You get
a box of chocolates. So this is interesting because it brings up another point of, so we've all individually in our institutions have gone through this exercise. Now what? You know, how can we effectively compare them across institutions? How do we do that, and what kind of forms might we have for comparisons? And with that, I believe our next step is going to be to... let members of the program committee maybe address some of the questions that came up, and they're also handing out.
Wrap up?
Okay. Yeah. See, give me a microphone. And I mess up.
No, just really quickly. We had some key questions here in case you all didn't have any, which I didn't think was much of a chance of it happening. So we can skip that slide. You just wanted to say we've really just touched the tip of the iceberg. We want this to be an invitation for further discussion and participation. I feel that this has a lot of potential to help move conversations about learning spaces beyond discussions of what sort of stuff goes into the space and toward what sort of activities need to take place to facilitate learning. So with that, I think we would like to invite the members of the working group to take questions for those of you who would like to talk to the folks who authored this certification system that is still in alpha.
So they're running to the front of the room now. Here they come. They're choosing somebody to represent.
I'm just going to run around. I brought 40 copies of a handout that you can get from the website for this project. I'm going to put them up here. Rather than me trying to kind of hand them out, I'm just going to leave them up here for you to pick up. But they're simply copies of what's available on the website for the project, so you can download it that way.
Did you guys want to come up? Come up. Or on that side.
Hi there. Thanks for such an awesome work on this. I had two quick questions for you. I was just wondering how you arrived at your six sections and your various credits. Did you use factor analysis, that kind of thing? Does anybody have a comment? I guess the reason that I asked is one of the things that jumped out to me was if that room didn't have wireless support, you could lose points both for credit six and for the one for students as well. So you could get, you know, there weren't discrete categories there, I guess. I was just curious how you came to those.
Yeah, that separation into those larger buckets is a kind of a draft that we as a team came up with. And they represent a preliminary theory as to how best to organize. And obviously, as we go forward, one of the first things we'll to do would be to say, are those the right buckets? Are they named the right way? Are the various credits, you know, distributed in a way that's coherent? So that's sort of the first shuffle of the deck. And there's a lot of shuffling that will need to go on, working with the community to refine that as we move forward.
Could you introduce yourself? There may be more people who don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. we should do this. I'm Malcolm Brown. I'm the director of the EDUCAUSE Learning Initiative.
Should we do it around the group? This is not wireless.
I'm Phil Long from the University of Queensland.
Rich Holton, Stanford University.
Passing the lavalier, never a good idea. I'm Carol Myers from Emory University.
Shirley Dugdale with DEGW.
And I'm Andrew Milne, CEO at Tidebreak. Okay, other questions?
Well, there were a number that came up in the...
Oh, you got something?
Can you give me the background of your team? Are you all IT people, mixture of faculty and IT, facilities people? So that you kind of, what background is generating input to this survey?
We'll just go down the row here. Before coming to EDUCAUSE for many years, I was the director of academic computing at Dartmouth College.
I'm a professor of ITEE and psychology, and I run a center on digital tools and learning.
I direct academic computing services. I used to teach and use these tools a lot in the classroom.
And I'm Carol Myers. I'm the director of facilities and information technology for Emory College of Arts and Sciences in Atlanta, and I am an adjunct faculty member.
Shirley Dugdale with DEGW. We're space planners, strategists at the early stages of planning.
And so I'm currently involved in developing software for collaborative spaces, but previously had been a technology consultant for learning spaces as well as researcher at Stanford.
Yeah. There's a couple other members of the team that are listed on the handout. Joseph Savitello from USC is a director of learning environments there. And Elliot Felix is a consultant who specializes has a specialty in learning spaces.
And, okay.
Okay, I'll be quick. Hi, I'm Scott Diener from the University of Auckland. One of the questions that I have around this is, it seems to me that if we pursue a direction like this, we're essentially saying the more equipment you put in, the more control you have in the classroom, the dual projector, dual screens, that becomes the de facto standard. And one of the questions that was raised today at an earlier session around learning spaces that I think is a real crucial one is, do we really want to continue to spend millions of dollars so we can put up really lousy PowerPoint slides?
By the way, there is a 5 o'clock session, so we have to wrap.
Can I just say
just answer
the feedback was terrific?
So sorry.
We were all scribbling furiously while you guys were giving that feedback, and it was fantastic. So we really appreciate it. And Beth's
given that we have people starting in the room, I'm so sorry to cut you off, but I would ask you please join me in thanking Lisa and Beth.
It was a
tremendous presentation.
Thank you for coming. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.